This is Cedric Clute inviting you to step back in time and enjoy your visit to the Kennedy Mine with Tales of the Mother Lode. At the peak of Amador County's mining period in the 1920s and 30s, there were more than 400 mines that were registered. Some of them employed only three or four men, some employed hundreds, and the single thing feared by the mine owners was high grading. And most miners practiced this fine art at one time or another, to one degree or another. So what is high grading, you ask? Well, the dictionary defines high grading as the concealment of precious metals ore by workers who have mined it. Now, let's listen to the hard rock miner Frank Lidicote, who'll tell us how to do it. Most of the mines had a double change room. You took all your street clothes off. You could take a knife with you and some personal things, because they weren't too concerned with what you took down. It was what you brought back up that worried them. Anyway, you'd put your clothes in one room, walk down a corridor, and go into another room that had your work clothes in it. A guard would check what personal stuff you wanted to take with you, and then you went out and down into the mine. Then, when your shift was over, you came back up, took off your work clothes, showered, changed into your other clothes. That way you couldn't take out any high grade. Ha ha, but some of the men got away with it. You know, the owners of the mines, they got $22 an ounce for the gold. The miners, if they bootlegged it, got about $8 or $10 an ounce. Towards the last, they were getting $12. Well, the miners had their gold all ready to go, and then the owners would buy it back from them. The miners were milling it and making a finished product out of it. And they were doing it cheaper than the mine could mill it, so the owners would buy back from them. So they were buying their own gold and making a profit on the deal, making money on the gold that they didn't even have to touch. What a racket! That's why in the early days the mines weren't so rough on the high graders. One Spanish guy, he lived up on the ridge. He had a horse and buggy. Well, the miners would mill their rock up at his place, sell it to this Spaniard, and he had a big family, never put on airs. Always looked like a mucker, like some fellow with a bunch of kids. Anyway, he'd load his buggy with high grade and go to Frisco. He sold it to the mint, probably made a fortune. But most of the miners carried it off in socks hung over their necks and under their jumpers. One guy had a great big watch, nearly as big as an alarm clock. He took all the guts out of it. Hands were still on it, but if anybody asked the time, he couldn't tell you. But he would work like hell and then take time to pound up the pure stuff and jam it in his watch case. He took a watch case full out a day, and they never did catch him. They never did smell a rat. You couldn't keep a thing like that from the miners themselves, but they were smart, and they kept quiet. And that was miner Frank Lidicote, a wonderful man who once told me, "I tells it like it is." This is Cedric Clute coming to you from the Kennedy Mine with Tales of the Mother Lode.